Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get up. Hey, welcome everybody. It's the Simon Says podcast, number 62.
Hello there.
If you're keeping up, 62, big number. I'm Sean. Charlie is over there. We do the Get Up Show on the radio at 98.7 Simon. And once a week, we're allowed to do the podcast for now. Anyhow, Maddie is off this week. He's down at the Outer Banks of North Carolina. He never did get a straight answer on that damn whale, whether it was there or not. Nobody will give me a straight answer on that whale.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's been there for a few days now, so you'd think that he would have found it by now.
Or smelled it.
No, definitely, because it was already there for like a week before he left.
Yeah, and I asked a buddy of mine, Moose, Mike the Moose, who was an old radio DJ all over the place, one of my favorite oldies DJs ever on 100.7 out of Raleigh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of grew up with him in Henderson. But he lives at the Outer Banks now and has segued from his radio career into a real estate career, which is a good place to be. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Moose, what's going on with that whale, man? What can you tell me? And he wrote back, old Judd cut it up, used it for bait. And I was like, please, whatever you do, never give me a straight answer about anything.
No, like, I really need to know what's happening with this whale.
So, we don't know. But, hey, man, here's the thing. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day, and I hate April Fool's Day like poison.
Is it just because you don't like for people to, you don't want to look like a fool? You don't want people to get one by on you?
I don't like to be lied to, and I don't like the whole culture of lies that comes up around it. And I've been burned by a few. And, you know, Volkswagen already got in trouble this week. They put out an early April Fool's joke saying that they were changing their name from Volkswagen to Voltswagen and that they were going all electric.
Oh.
And people were like, hey, that's really cool that you're doing that, Volkswagen. That is a great name change. And that is so neat that you're going to help save the planet. As a result of that name change, their stock prices went up.
Oh.
So now they're in big trouble.
I mean, is that their fault that people are that gullible and want it to happen so badly?
Generally, the difference between a joke and fraud is the way that it's presented. And they lied to the press without a wink and a nod at all. You know what I mean?
Okay. They
presented this as actual news. And usually, like when Taco Bell buys the Liberty Bell or something like that, you can smell a joke on it.
Well, now, wait a minute. Our company just changed its name. Are we sure that's true?
It's true. Yes.
Okay.
If that is interesting to you, our company was Intercom. It's now Audacy.
Audacy. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah, like audio, audacity, and an odyssey. It's all of these things.
Yes.
And, you know, it is the biggest podcasting and online gambling and radio company in the world. So they came up with a cool new name. But April Fool's Day has always been tough. Back in school, it was pretty easy. When you're a kid, it's pretty easy. It is a bug on your shoulder. Hey, you're pants are unzipped, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's usually just some little gag that doesn't harm anybody. Just, hey, what's that? April Fools.
I think the one that got me the worst, I was probably 21. I was working at G105 in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating a girl who I thought was 20 because she told me she was 20. And I woke up to an early morning phone call. You know, of course, this is way before texts or emails or anything.
Uh-huh.
Early morning phone call. And she goes, we need to talk. And I go, okay, cool. What's up? I wasn't honest with you about my age. You weren't? No, I'm 16. And I go,
what?
Yeah. I say, well, obviously this changes the nature of our association. I remember those are the words I used.
Wow, you're so technical about your answer.
And I said, and I was just sitting there on the phone. And she goes, I shouldn't have lied to you about how old I was. You know, I know that was wrong, and I'm sorry I did it. And April Fools.
That's a good one, but I'd be afraid that the person would be so upset and mad or whatever that they may not recover from it.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't? You broke up with her?
Well, it just kind of faded out after that, so yeah.
Uh-huh, because you kept thinking she was 16.
Well,
you're like, wait, was it a joke or is she really 16?
It's the whole lying thing, man.
Yeah.
That's what I hate about April Fool's Day.
I mean, the ones I don't like are when someone does something like, does a joke that says we're pregnant or, you know, we're getting married or, you know, some kind of a life-changing kind of a situation. And then they're like, oh, ha-ha, we got everybody. And, like, grandma's over here crying because she couldn't wait to have a grandbaby or whatever. You know, whatever the reason is. I mean, people get their feelings hurt for those kind. If it's just a gag, that's one thing. But
yeah. Or, you know, my house burned down. I need donations. And people are showing up with blankets and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that's not cool. There was a radio station in Myrtle Beach that did one many years ago where they got on the air on the morning show and they said, okay, we have an announcement for everybody. This is really important. The city has accidentally released sloof powder into the power lines. And you need to go around your house and put plastic baggies over all your outlets and put all of your, you know, your cell phones, your different light bulbs, everything. You need to put them in plastic baggies so that the sloof powder won't get released because it could, you know, you could get sick. You might have to cough a lot, whatever kind of stuff. So everyone needs to go around and do this. And people absolutely believed it. And they were calling the city, calling the mayor, calling everyone at the utility company. Spell sloof backwards.
I can't.
S-L-O-O-F. F-O-O-L-S. Fool's powder. The whole town of Myrtle Beach was in an uproar because of this.
And those are illegal now. You won't hear radio stations doing stuff like that anymore because they have been deemed illegal. We get a memo every year that says, don't do anything stupid.
Don't do anything that would bring listeners or the police to our door.
Yeah. I know we've talked about this one before on the podcast when we did the Pilot Mountain was erupting years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we all nearly lost our jobs over that. That was before you were on the show and before I was on the show. That was back during the Wicker Show days.
Oh, yeah. That was way before me.
Yeah. We orchestrated that whole thing and got the listeners in on it. And the volcano was erupting that morning. And you had to go outside with a wet paper towel and wave it around over your head and see if it collected sulfur to see if you were in a safe zone or not.
Oh. The only problem with these kind of jokes is you can't watch everybody to see who actually does it.
Oh, but we were getting calls from people who were doing it and asking if they were doing it right. And, you know, after the fact, after the reveal, we had very angry people who were reaching out to us. And I remember the wording and some of the, this was back during the days of faxes. And one guy faxed in and says, how are you going to take and sit there and turn around and make people go outside with a wet paper towel and wave it over their heads when they might have a medical problem?
So that's going to harm them to wave a paper towel?
Hey, you never know, man. You never know what's going on with somebody's life. And that's another reason I'm glad we don't have to do that stuff anymore. And the other stuff the radio stations used to do that was just so hilarious is like, we're going to go all disco. Or
yeah.
The people from the station across town would switch. Like the rock station and the hip-hop station would switch that.
Because they're in the same building. Also, a big one that lots of radio stations do is make a huge concert announcement. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be Metallica, The Who, Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Lil Wayne. Like announcing all the just crazy, crazy acts that would never play together, some of them that do not exist anymore, and people would be freaking out. How do I get tickets?
Oh, geez. We did that in D.C. one time where we advertised Hanson in a free concert on the main lawn, and that was the only location we gave.
Of the White House?
We just said on the main lawn.
Uh-huh.
And people went nuts. There were people showing up at all kinds of grassy areas. Looking for
Get there right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That could cause some security issues.
And then there was a great one that my friend Tommy did years ago. This was at G105, where they had a meet and greet with Michael Jordan planned. And they had all these people show up. It was a morning show thing, and they had a meet and greet planned. You know, everybody come on. Michael Jordan's going to sign autographs, breakfast with you, roll around with you and everything. And all these people showed up, and they're broadcasting live, waiting for Michael Jordan's limousine to pull in. And the crowd's getting bigger and bigger, and they're like chanting and high-fiving and screaming, and everybody is so excited.
Oh.
And they're live on the air. Saying, here comes the limousine now, and you can see the limousine coming down the street, and he's holding the microphone up to people. Are you excited to meet Michael Jordan? Oh, my God, yes. And the tears are streaming down their faces. And then the limousine pulls up and stops, and Tommy opens the door and gets in the limousine, and it drives away.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I mean, good for him, because otherwise, that's the only way he was going to live through that. Once that crowd started growing like that, I'd be totally slipping out the back door. You'd never see me again.
That was so hilarious. The fact that he built that whole thing, and then the limousine comes, and he gets in it and drives away, and no Michael Jordan gets out, and people are still standing there. Oh, that's the one we did years and years ago in Virginia Beach, too, was we were protesting. This guy had been arrested for indecent exposure. And we said, it's not fair. You know, the human body is a beautiful thing. So we're going to go down to Mount Trashmore, which was a landfill that they covered with dirt, turned into a park. We're going to go down to Mount Trashmore, and we're going to walk naked at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
Anybody who wants to come out here and join us, we're going to walk naked at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, these are so good.
And so we get out there, and I have a name tag hanging around my dog like a little sandwich sign on both sides that says naked, and I've got him on a leash, and we're walking naked. And a few people showed up, and one woman was so mad at us that we weren't naked. She came up to everybody out there and said, this is a ripoff.
Well, did she want to walk naked?
No, she wanted to see us walking naked. And
well,
she
you
was,
were walking naked.
I was. But not what she had in mind. And she said 15 times, this is a ripoff. Ripoff. So she obviously had something in mind.
I'm worried about her that she was that determined to see you all.
I know.
In the nude.
That's the one time that has ever happened at any radio station event. I promise you that. So what's up with this cat that was living a double life? Because I hear about that. You know, that happens more than you know. If you have a cat that goes outside, it is living a double life. I'll bet you one crisp American
dollar. Oh, yeah. So this one, this guy had, so you know when your neighbor put their house up for sale? Like, I'm guilty of this. I'll look it up on Zillow, and I want to see what it looks like inside. I wonder how much they're asking for it, all that kind of stuff. So his neighbor put their house up for sale. So he's like, oh, let's see, you know, what they got going on over there. And he's clicking through and he's looking at the pictures, and he comes to this picture of a bedroom, and there's his cat laying on the neighbor's bed.
His cat.
His cat.
100%.
And he's like, yeah, so this is my cat on Zillow at the neighbor's house. So the cat was just taking advantage of anybody who let him inside.
So do you know about the follow-up from that?
I don't. I don't think they've sold the house yet, so I think he's still good.
No, I want to know the conversation, because my sister had a cat named Belzer that had the worst skin condition of any cat I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
The bumpiest, rashiest, scabbiest cat. But it was a nice cat. You know, it was one big gray cat. And she let it outside sometimes. And it had this double life. It lived at her house primarily. And it went to the neighbor's house some. And then something happened. She moved. And the people wanted to keep the cat. Oh. And she's like, listen, this is my cat.
Yeah.
I know it comes over here, but that's my cat. And they're like, yeah.
They're like, no, it's neighborhood cat. It's all of our cat.
They ended up stealing the cat.
Did they really?
Yeah.
So like it before she moved, it was outside and they just kept it?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yeah, they kept the cat and all its bumps and rashes.
Well, there's that. I mean, I love this cat, but he's pretty bumpy.
Yeah. You overlook a lot.
Yeah.
With pets.
Oh, absolutely.
And that dang cat that was stuck in a chimney for a month. There's this big fat cat that got missing, and the people put up signs all over their neighborhood looking for their poor fat cat. It was like, what, 19 pounds?
Yes, it was 19 pounds, and it turned out, so the neighbor's house next to them was kind of under construction, so nobody lived there. So they weren't able to like go ask that neighbor, hey, have you seen my cat? Whatever. So then those people finally move into the house and they're like, I hear something, right? Meow. And it was the cat had gotten stuck in their chimney.
For how many days did we say? 19 days?
28 days. Almost a month.
The cat stayed alive all by itself, meowing in a chimney for a month.
Well, it had some extra fluff that it was able to survive off of, kind of like whales in their blubber.
Yeah. So the cat got rescued out of the chimney, and I still want to know if it was Santa Claus and down or if it was shimmying up. Was
yeah,
it going
we don't.
Up?
We don't have nearly enough information on this, and I'm convinced big fat cat, he was chasing food. He was chasing a mouse. He was chasing a bird, something that made him go in that chimney. So I'm thinking he was outside.
And went down.
Yeah.
Dang. But the cat was 19 pounds when it went in the chimney. It was taken to the vet after a month, and it had only lost 7 pounds. So there must have been a steady stream of birds and mice coming down that chimney. It was like a buffet in the chimney.
Well, then maybe he was facing up, and when the mice went down the chimney, he was like, ha-ha, gotcha.
God, you know, when you were little, did you ever consider climbing up or down a chimney? Because I sure did, man. I was
all
in
the time. Yeah, yeah. We had a fireplace in our house growing up, and it had like the what do you call the flue, the thing you shut.
Yeah.
And I would open it up and look up there and be like, I mean, I can see the light. It's not that far. I could probably climb through there, and then I'd just come out the top.
Yeah. I always wanted to do that. And when we would go exploring old buildings and stuff, and they had those great big chimneys, it was like, oh, I can't not get in this.
Did you?
Nah, I never did. Because there was that whole thing about, you know, fear of heights.
Oh, so you need a chimney in the ground.
Oh, then there's fear of holes. That's called a chamber. That's called a dungeon. A chimney in the ground.
True.
I don't know, man.
No.
You're scaring me now. So there's a lot of people don't know. There's certain things that Charlie absolutely hates that drive her crazy. And one of them right now is wet teddy bears.
Yeah. So there's that, you know, the Liberty commercials are really odd. All of them are odd, but some of them are like goofy odd, like the Liberty Bibbity. I think that one's funny. I think the guy who's wearing the big cell phone and he gets wet and he has to go jump in the bag of rice, like,
that's
for some reason,
clever.
Those are funny. But then they went off on this one where they're trying to show that Liberty is different kind of insurance or whatever. People do things their own way. So this guy goes up to this man with a big hot dog cart. And he's like, hey, I'll take two, please. And then the guy reaches in with tongs and pulls out these soaking wet teddy bears instead of hot dogs.
It's gross.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I'm like, smushy, soggy. It just, why'd you do that to my teddy bear? He's never going to dry out.
And the guy's cool with it. The guy's like, this isn't a hot dog stand? No, can't you read? It's wet teddy bears. And the guy just takes the wet teddy bear.
Okay, then. And, I mean, and you can't eat them. So what are you going to do with wet teddy bears? It's just like, who? Where did this come from?
But see, somebody got a bonus and is making hundreds of thousands of dollars because they came up with the wet teddy bear campaign.
Or it might be because that person came up with the Liberty Bibbity and the cell phone guy, and they're like, man, we need another one quick. And it's kind of like when you try to make a really good band crank out some songs and they're just like throwing anything down on paper and they've really got nothing.
Yeah,
I think that's what happened here.
Like, I don't know, wet teddy bears, just go with wet teddy bears. I gotta go.
Yeah.
What do you think about all these people? Like, the last thing I saw was a friend of mine, a guy I know, was talking about cooking and eating cicadas and saying they taste like shrimp.
I don't ever want to eat bugs unless I'm in, like, I have to. Like, I'm stuck in the forest and there's just nothing left.
There's going to be billions, with a B, billions of cicadas around here probably by the first week of May, if not earlier, because it's going to warm up a lot next week. And what they say is after it's been 80 for a few days, they start churning, they start digging out. And they're going to be everywhere.
Yeah, because they're down in the ground, right? They're like saved down in there.
17 years they've been down there waiting to come up and be sauteed.
It's a long time to be in the ground.
Yeah, this guy is stir frying them and eating them like you would shrimp.
So is he eating them like he would shrimp with the shells still on? Or is he picking them out of their hard shell?
Jeez, I didn't get that far into it. But a lot of people, this goes back like to the 1700s. People have been eating cicadas when they show up.
In the 1700s, they had to. They were hungry.
There's so many of them. They're everywhere, and it's like, hey, this is plentiful.
Well, yeah, but I mean, again, they had mead and some gruel. So they're like, oh, hey, look, this here's something different. Let's eat a bug.
One person says that they taste like cold canned asparagus.
Again, I love asparagus, but not that. No, I don't want that.
They're good in dumplings and in stews. You can either freeze them or cook them when they're fresh.
Going back to the asparagus, does it give you asparagus pee?
Oh, man. I got cicada pee.
Exactly. Oops, somebody was eating cicadas.
Oh, God. But see, even if they taste like, I like shrimp, I like asparagus. But if I were to eat that, I don't think I could eat cicadas on purpose. And I think if I ate a dish that turned out to be cicadas later and you told me, I would never get over it.
So what if, let's just guess, that somehow they were prepared so that to your eye, it looked like you were eating shrimp fettuccine.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, I like some shrimp fettuccine. I'm going to gobble this down. And it tasted pretty good. And you're like, all right, that was a great meal. Thank you for cooking that for me. Uh-huh. Do you ever want to know that it wasn't?
No. And I mean, not if it's bugs. If it's it's like, that wasn't shrimp, it was scallops. Oh, cool, man. Neat.
But you don't want to know. It's okay if it's something else, just as long as it's not cicadas.
Here's it's crazy. Crispy wok tossed cicadas. Oh, you need 2 cups of cicadas to make that. Here's a cicada delicious pizza.
Is it so? Does it tell you how to prepare them? Are you taking the legs and the shells off?
Let me see. About 60 parboiled dry roasted cicadas. Roast for only 8 minutes so that they retain some moisture. Oh, this is freaking me out.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think I want to keep.
Still doesn't tell you what to do with the legs and the big eyeballs, though.
Whoa. God. Yeah, we can't keep going on this. rabbit hole. That's enough.
What? It's got, so they've got what, like eight legs, and then don't they have wings? I'm just
I don't think they have eight legs. I think they're insects. So they have six
legs. Six yeah. legs. Okay. Okay.
Either way, too many. Too dang many. Although, what's the difference? Hey, really, when you get down to it, what's the difference between that and a sea bug like a shrimp or a crab or a lobster? Because they're just bugs in, under the water. They're the
no.
exact same thing. They
no.
are.
No, 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 they're not.
How not?
They are delicious shrimps, and you will never tell me they're bugs because I love them.
Well, what is the thing from the America song? The ocean is a desert with its life underground. So you just flip that. The bugs are underwater and they're shrimp. They are bugs, man. And I've gotten to the point now in my, as I get older, I get weirder and freaked out by more stuff.
Yeah.
If I let myself go on that, all of those sea things, man, the crayfish and langostinos and all of those sea bugs start to get to me because they all have their little legs and stuff too. And I start thinking, man, that's just a bug underwater.
So are you telling me you're not going to eat lobster anymore?
Don't love lobster anyway.
Oh, you're kidding. I absolutely love lobster, but I'm good with it like either just by itself or only in the tail. I don't want all the antennas in the face and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know why they do that.
I don't either.
I went to Osteria for my birthday, and I ordered something different, which you shouldn't do that. If you have something you love at a restaurant and you always order that, order it.
Yeah, so, because you're going to be disappointed.
And I ordered something different. People were telling me, like, order something different, man. Branch out. Order something crazy. So I did. I ordered a lobster thing with squid ink pasta, and I thought, well, this will be really neat to try this. So they bring me the poor dead bug with all his face and everything hanging all out. And it was already cracked. It was just for presentation. It was just so I could see where he used to live.
And who wants that? They don't bring you the cow.
Come on. Too soon.
I know, but it's
too
true.
Soon.
I like to completely detach from the thought that thing that tastes delicious was ever alive.
I agree with you.
I just don't want to think about it.
Can you believe that Captain Kirk is 90 years old? Can you believe William Shatner, who he's still working, by the way.
Yeah.
He's doing these like unsolved mystery type of shows. It's not unsolved mysteries, but it's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll find it on TV and I'll sit and watch that for hours. And he's hosting that. And he's 90. He's still working. Do you think he has to?
Oh, absolutely not. He just wants to. Some people just, they don't ever want to stop. They're like, why should I?
I don't know, because he had a lifestyle that he probably blew through T.J. Hooker and Star Trek rapidly.
I don't know. I mean, because he's still getting, isn't he probably still getting syndication from Star Trek and all that?
Who knows what kind of deals they had back then? It's not the same as when
That's
Friends
true.
Came around and they had points on everything. And
right.
they had people looking out for them to make those crazy deals where they make $1 million every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was different back then. But the thing about William Shatner that I found out the other day, he just turned 90, he just had a birthday, is he says now that he has never watched himself on Star Trek.
Yeah, how is that possible? I mean, I don't even know that you could, I'm not sure how you get through the world without seeing Star Trek somewhere.
He said that he can't stand to see himself. He doesn't like the way he looks or Aww. What he did.
Well, that's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad because he's famous for being, people called him an egomaniac and a perfectionist and on. You know, he kind of had a reputation back then. So you would think he would love to see that.
Well, it sounds to me then that he's like one of those people that seems like an egomaniac, but it's actually because he's super insecure and he's a perfectionist because he doesn't feel like he's doing it right.
Huh. Maybe so.
Yeah.
But did you ever watch Star Trek? Were you one of the Trekkies?
No. I mean, I've accidentally come across some episodes. I know what a Tribble is, and that's about it.
I can't believe that he's 90 years old and still working. That to me, that says he didn't save his money.
I just think that he's one of those people that just wants to keep going. He's in good health. He's, working makes him happy. He's not a person that can sit around and just roll around in his millions. I'll be happy to do it for him, but It's just not his thing.
I'm not sure he's got millions. I'm telling you.
Yes,
like,
he does.
All right, I'll tell you another one. And this isn't at the same level, but Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers Band. You know them.
Oh, yeah.
All the gold in California is in a vault in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody yeah. else's name or something like that. All right, so Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers Band, do you think that he has plenty of money?
I don't. But I also, I've heard bad stories about him. I've heard he's not a very nice guy.
Really? I don't want to hear that. I love him.
I love that song, and I grew up with my mom listening to them and everything. But just recently, I heard that he's not a super nice guy.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you that he is not a rich man, and he calls himself a small business and a working musician, and the pandemic nearly put him in the poorhouse.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, though, their big hits, they were back in the 80s. So it's been a while. And,
But so, look, you say that, but the guy who wrote the songs for the Village People, who wrote YMCA, he is a multi-millionaire just from that because he did it right. He kept the publishing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to have the right financial people in your corner, especially when you're starting out and you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
Make a big difference.
Yeah. So even if the guy from the Village People never wrote another song, he'd be rich off of YMCA right now today, all these years later.
Who knew?
Yeah. I know, right? But yeah, Larry Gatlin said that the pandemic nearly busted him broke, and if they don't get back out on the road soon, he doesn't know what he's going to do. He's trying to get small business help, like the, what is it called, PPP?
Really?
It's got some P's in it. But yeah, he's trying to get help because he's going broke. And when I heard that, I was like, what? You should have plenty of music money laying around, Larry Gatlin. Come on, man.
Right, right. I mean, he's got all the gold in California, doesn't he?
That's what I've been led to believe.
Me too.
By songs that I know by heart. But you know, that's the thing. You get that one hit song and keep it. They say if you get one number one song, you're set for life. Just
you
don't
can
sell
be.
It. Don't
right.
sell it.
Yeah.
All right, man. So listen, we hope that you will make it through April Fool's Day without getting lied to, without getting your feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Without
I think you can do it. I have faith. Just don't believe a single thing you hear today. Not a word.
Well, have a great one. It's tomorrow, but have a great one and be careful. Don't you spread any lies either, unless they're good ones, unless it's hilarious. Then go ahead and do it. You got a final final Charlie thought?
No cicadas for supper. I'm good. I'm out.
But you'll do a lobster all day.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Please. No Same faces, thing. Though. No Same. Faces.
All right. Next time, y'all, 1 week from now, we'll do it again. See you then.
Okay, bye.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.